This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and welcome to today's Elcott.
2, 3, 4. Go in.
The next step. I am here with Gloria Grover. You might have heard her. I think that bled over onto the microphone, Gloria. And, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to explain, even though I do risk a leveling because you are technically an overlord. I wanted it to just sit as it was, because we are today going to revisit the walk-on, and I'm going to make the point, as is my wont and is my right, I'd like to make the point that there has been no real walk-on, that I can't just let it slide, even though you can, because you have...
What are you talking about, Ed?
When we start the program, hello everyone, I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and welcome to Elcott, The Next Step. When we begin Elcott, The Next Step, I always say, welcome, this is Elcott, The Next Step.
That's what you did.
No, what happened was I could hear you counting it down.
Yeah, but you're...
No, I'm not laughing. That crack in my voice was a bit of a sob. This is Elcott.
2, 3, 4. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ed. I heard that, yes. Now I understand what you're saying.
See what I mean? Now, what I'd like to do, as is the wont of Phil Hendry Productions on the Phil Hendry Show platform, is to begin anew. To not walk on, but to in fact stop and take a sniff of the air around us. In Elcott, The Next Step, we have walk-on, which is to let it slide or to take the assault, laugh, and continue skipping down the lane of what we call inevitability or life. However, there is one that we adhere to as well in terms of concept, in terms of lifestyle, and that is taking stock or freeze frame, where you stop, take a whiff of the environmental, the karmic environmental around you, and then move. Move and groove, as is your wont. You see?
Well, that's very good, Ed, and it's a very floral way of saying you don't want to let it... You don't want to walk on from me saying 2, 3, 4...
Especially because you're snapping your fingers and bobbing your head like you're in some beatnik coffee shop.
Understood, yes.
I'd like a nice, clean Elcott. No? The next step.
Oh, so you want dead air.
It is not... Excuse me. It is not...
Ed, you may... Finian, let's get the overlords in here.
Come on, Gloria. All I did, my voice...
Ed, you are starting to slur. You are starting to slough. It's what we call F up and slur, or the slough up. What's that?
I still don't think it was necessary, because I was beginning to... I was really coming into my own in expressing this sentiment. But be that as it may, I would like to say the words Elcott, The Next Step, with the timing, with the trajectory, and with the time elapse as is required by myself and other priesterlies. I understand that the overlords have yet to sign off, but I'm asking you as an overlord to do just such a thing.
Well, Ed, you know, if you'd like, we can do that. If you'd like, I can pull an overlord in here and we could revamp or retreat and sign off on the, what you call the lack of walk-on, which is the stationary and filling of the environment with the odor of retainment. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I...
Okay, well, Overlord, let's get Overlord Ellis in here.
What's he gonna do?
He's not gonna level you, but what we're going to do is, you've just eaten, correct? Beans? All right, lay it on me.
Oh, Jesus.
Now that is an overlord, ladies and gentlemen. When an overlord breaks wind, that's what you... Go ahead and lay another one on me, Finian.
Whew. Yeah.
Thank you.
So you had an overlord come in here and cut two. And when we say cut two in Elcott the Next Step, that means an overlord came in, cut two, you two. And that means the purification of air, even as the air is being befouled by an overlord, that enriches the spirit and takes us further down the path toward enlightenment. That's the theory. All I wanted to do was to have the intro to this program.
Ed, you're beating it into the ground, Ed. You're beating it in. What, do you want the tears to come out of my eyes? Let it go.
I will then practice walk on.
Yeah, hey, hey.
We'll walk on from that one just to say this is Elcott.
2, 3, 4, and a 1, 2, 3.
The Next Step. Elcott, The Next Step. From the Redeemery in Wampaw, New York. With Dr. Ed Elcott. Overlord Gloria Grover, or Overlord Huggy, as well as an assorted group of visitors from the Overlord Redeemery and Induction Arch in Wampaw, New York. Now again, Ed Elcott. Thank you, and it is a beautiful morning, a Sunday morning. As is our wont here at Elcott the Next Step, we bring you greetings. Greetings and salutations from the divinity that is E, and the divinity that is me, the divinity that is we, and the divinity that is thee.
And what Ed did there, he went, and the divinity is sort of what we call in Elcott the Next Step, you were selling newspapers at a racetrack.
Yes, I understand. I sounded what is known as goober or goober.
Yes, so Dr. Elcott, if you'll just stand there, let's get another overlord in here. What do you think about... Overlord Bradshaw? Hey, what do you say? Cookie Monster, come on and lay it on him. I can't understand a word you're saying yet. In the few seconds following your levelment, I think what Dr. Elcott will be asking is, so is this me rolling out newly inducted overlords and giving them leveling practice? And the answer to that is maybe. Ed?
Okay, well, that's exactly what I was going to ask. It sounds like you're getting some of the overlords, they're getting their chops down, leveling me.
Well, Ed, you were doing... Excuse me, I belched, which is allowed in Overlord Status 6.
Yes, overlords are allowed to expel gas, whether it be from one end or the other, as you just heard Overlord Finian. Here he comes again. What for?
Overlord Finian, what's up? You just want to make one final pass through the room? Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh.
Now, Ed, you're not supposed to show any kind of reaction.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Jerry's my engineer. You see him.
Help me.
Yes, but Jerry is an Earth person. He doesn't count. He's not a member of Elcott. The Next Step. I'm Gloria Grover, otherwise known as Overlord Shuggy. Dr. Ed Elcott and I are in what is called toolshed mode. We see each other on a regular basis, and we do it on a dirt floor. Finian?
Oh, my God!
Why would you have him float through here and befoul the air when you talked about the sacredness of our relationship?
Because I'm testing the waters, if you will. I am testing to see just how strong the bond is between the two of us, Ed, that Finian came in and let one fly. As we say in Elcott the Next Step, he took one out for a walk. And what did you do? You reacted as a 5-year-old. You reacted as if you were ashamed of your relationship with me.
No, I am not, Gloria. I am not ashamed at all. I just wonder why it is you have to sanctify our relationship by having Overlord Finian coming in here and, as you say, taking one out for a walk.
It's because of that very reason, we want to test the strength of our bonds. We want to show the world that you and I are as one in a tool shed, on the floor, naked, dirt everywhere, and here comes Finian, huh?
Wow! Wow!
What's wrong?
As I'm making love to you, that's not gonna happen.
Level him, because he's not making sense.
Oh, come on.
I don't care, Ed. You're trying to make a point, and it's the only point you're making's on the very top of your head.
This is Elcott the Next Step from Wampa, New York, with Dr. Ed Elcott and Overlord Gloria Grover. We'll be right back.
If you'd like Elcott the Next Step to come to your town and hold forth with a round table, listen to Dr. Elcott as he lectures on the 5 different standards and levels of becoming an initiate and a vitiate, once a priesterly, and finally an overlord. There are very few that become overseers. They've achieved invisibility, but we'll see what we can do.
Elcott the Next Step will be in your town on
October 5th at the Ventura Picnic Area.
Come see Elcott the Next Step and find out what the next step is for you. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and welcome to this Sunday morning's Elcott.
And a 2, and a 3, and a 4.
The next step.
You look disappointed, Ed.
I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed, Gloria, in the fact that we are not able to say the title of this program.
Okay, sorry. Let it go, Ed. Let it slide.
As you probably know, the concept of walk-on, as practiced in Elcott the Next Step, means that figuratively, what we call in Elcott the Next Step, the relievement happens, and you smile and head straight into a fan blowing it into your face. What that means is essentially this. To walk on is to show the ability to shed ego and not have something get hung up, not get yourself hung up with it, but to allow it to just lapse, breeze away, sit in the dirt, and get run over by a bicycle. In Elcott the Next Step, when we walk on, we've given over to the eternal that which has bothered us or bedeviled us, such as not liking the way our title rolls out. I'm being taught the very valuable lesson here tonight that I should walk on from the way Elcott the Next Step is said at the beginning of each show. And so it goes with any and all grievance. Just let it slide, walk on, take a whiff, be glad you're alive. And now, Overlord Gloria Grover.
Thank you very much, Ed. We've been talking an awful lot here about the walk-on, which is very, very necessary for a happy containment, for a family, for a couple, for you individually, to contain, that is, to put yourself in the container of joy, refrigerate yourself in the refrigerator of intelligence and education, and finally to step out of the container into the open air, towel off with the wonderment, and move on. That's what Elcott the Next Step is all about. To just let it go, move on, you didn't win this one, have a care. And this is what I've been trying to say to Ed. But he's brought it up on 2 shows, he couldn't walk it on, and so, as we've often...
Oh, yeah, what are you going to get on again?
But just a real quick leveling, just to remind Ed that, you know, he said, Elcott, and I go, 2, 3, yeah. That's the way it's got to be, Ed.
Gloria, I understand and I accept that. There is a period that I hoped, I'm not insisting on it, but that I hoped would be meditative. That is an area of meditation. When one says Elcott, then the quiet, and then the next step, the meditation.
Yes, and I agree with you, there should be.
Okay, so when you count it down there in the middle...
When I count it down in the middle, I'm giving it the effort that it needs. I'm giving it the upliftment that it needs. It's not enough just to say Elcott, the next step. We need to say Elcott, here you are, and then the next step. We need to beatnik it. We need to give it a dance step. It needs to have rhythm. It needs what we call the Casey Kasem of internment, the Casey Kasem of investitude, and the Casey Kasem of learnedism. What's with the eyeball? You just gave me the big eyeball look, and I don't like it. You know I don't like it. You don't ever eyeball me like I'm a freak out of a cage.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I recognize now that it is important to roll out the name of the program in the way that you so professed.
Oh, yeah? In what way was that? You forget, don't you? You don't remember. You know something, man? I'm getting really worried about you. You just...
Okay, Gloria, because I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, baby.
Here's how it should sound. You feel better?
Yes.
Say the title of the program.
Welcome to Elcott.
2, 3, hey, 2, 3, Go.
The next step.
Now you messed up, see? You gotta do it again better. Do it gooder.
Do it gooder?
Don't point out my mistakes like that. What an ape. You are becoming more ape-like with every passing minute. What's that? You didn't mean to do it.
No, I didn't mean to do it. Elcott.
2, 3, 4, yeah. 2, 3, 4, yeah. 2, 3, 4,
The next step.
Good, that's good, Ed. You didn't give me the eyeball. Very good.
So this will...
Well, you gotta do it again. Boy, you messing up today. You can't talk to save your ass. He can't... What's that, Finian? Huh? Now, he can't talk to save his ass. Give it to him again. Oh, boy, Ed. All right, let's try it one more time. You ready?
Yes. Elcott.
2, 3, 4. Give it to Mama. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh!
The next step.
You gave me the eyeball again.
No, I swear to Almighty God, I didn't mean to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ed, why don't you sit in the corner and think about what you've done? You come in here, you want to say Elcott the next step, you deny the beatnikity. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Elcott, the next step. I'm Gloria Grover.